saw this in one of those advice columns, and I was intrigued by it. And never am I one to give advice, because anything I would offer would be absolutely worthless. But I offer this up. See if you have the same take I do.
Okay.
The question had to do with a person writing this. My manager is great at leading our day-to-day operations. She's been in the business for many years, has a wealth of insight on how to approach problems and get work done. However, she does not cultivate a structure and does not develop our team's performance and capabilities. We rely on her expertise so much, but we don't feel like we're growing in our careers. As a subordinate, how can I get my manager to change her management style? And the answer, wow. One, two, there's like a two-page answer here. To set the stage for potential change, the manager must first be aware of how her style impacts you and the team and be open to change. Speak candidly with your manager about your work preferences and how they relate to her management style. Be careful considering how you'll start the conversation, how you'll want to phrase issues. But remember, change is a process, so don't expect instant results. Continue to reinforce your discussion by thanking your manager and even just taking small steps to provide more opportunities for staff growth. And on and on and on. I'm thinking this could have been a much shorter answer. So the basic question is, as a subordinate, how can I get my manager to change her management style? You don't.
Good
you
luck.
Get a new job. There's your answer right there. Really? I mean, I suppose, I don't know. Dave, you deal with more of the management than I do.
Well,
I mean,
here's a start, Charlie, to improve your relationship with the manager. Let's all join together, you and I and Pat, join together in wishing Mark Thomas a very happy birthday.
Oh, there you go.
Today
oh.
is Mark's birthday, so happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday.
Hey, the ultimate manager here at Radio Center and Alpha Media Saginaw, so we'll see what that cultivates for us.
Yes, right. He will say, thank you for choosing to work here at Alpha Media.
We're so pleased that we do work here at Alpha Media. I don't know. Like I said, I was just intrigued by it. I was just amazed that it was like a lengthy answer here to the question. I mean, there's your choice. I suppose you could talk to your manager and maybe, but bottom line is you're the subordinate. You don't like the management style, you'll find a different person to manage you.
They say, or go ahead, Dave.
In relationships, forget about trying to change someone else. All you can do is change yourself or your approach, because you're not going to change the other person.
Right, right. I mean, I guess a two-way street sometimes is mm-hmm. a good thing, though. I'm just saying. I think it is. I don't think that's bad. I mean, as a manager of baseball, I like to have a little dialogue with the players once in a while. I want to know exactly what the how the clubhouse is feeling about certain things and all that, right? I mean,
which I encourage.
Yeah, right.
But ultimately,
of course, in the end, it's your call.
I'm the coach. You're the player,
right? Mm-hmm. But if you want the best performance and you want to get the the best people,
motivate them.
This is kind of like
understand. I don't know if it's a two-page answer kind of thing, but you know,
it's kind of like a marriage. You know, you marry the person that you're in love with. And if you're expecting change, I won't even say anything else. Little advice, as I said, take it for what it's worth.
Yeah,
which is it's coming from us here on the Morning Team Show. What do we know?